The AccuWeather forecast, overcast today, high near 50. After several weeks of meetings and gathering community feedback, Racine County now has an official flag designed by members of this year's Youth and Governance class. At last night's county board meeting, it was YIG member Tom Reese talking about that design, which includes the words Racine County and the year 1836, which is when the county was founded. Also, the three triangles of different colors on the dark blue background. Supervisor Monty Ostermann oversaw that effort. He had a lot of praise for everybody involved in the project.
As a result, we have what I feel is a very, very important design, very symbolic, and contemporary, which indicates our attitude toward government. You know, far-reaching, forward-thinking is what I mean to say. And I think that the youth should be complimented on the maturity and the commitment that they made to this project.
The vote to accept the new Racine County flag design was unanimous. City of Racine is going to be launching a sidewalk maintenance plan this year, but Public Works Commissioner Mark Yalen is still fine-tuning it. The Public Works Committee told priority would go to citizen calls about sidewalks needing some attention, as well as high pedestrian traffic areas. Alderman Mike Shields wants a detailed plan of just where the maintenance is going to be focused, also noting the council was sold on this in giving attention to the neighborhoods.
The intent from this council, of my understanding, was that we do residents first, not high area, because high area is mostly city area or public right-of-way that people walk. But to do sidewalk maintenance was in the communities of the city. That was my understanding.
The 2016 capital improvement budget does include bonding money for sidewalks instead of citizen assessments. The council did recently okay the hiring of a company for doing the inspections on the sidewalks and for shaving some of the small problem areas. Kenosha Unified School Board is going to be asked soon to consider a six-year plan that would update the lighting, the mechanical systems, and the windows on two of the high schools and two middle schools with energy-efficient replacements. The price tag is about $73 million. It is allowed under state law, which does hold revenue limits, but it does allow for energy efficiency project costs. Bradford and Tremper High Schools and Lance and Bullen Middle Schools would get the upgrades. Kenosha News quoting District Chief Financial Officer Tarek Hamden saying that the project bonding would be phased in as current district debt is retired. A man suspected of committing smash-and-grab thefts across Wisconsin, including Pleasant Prairie, also in Illinois, jailed in Sheboygan County in reference to a vehicle entry and theft in Brown County. 39-year-old Calvin Walker jailed for allegedly breaking the windows on a car at the Bellevue YMCA back in February and then removing financial cards from the vehicle, some of those cards used to make purchases at two Green Bay stores. There's also a new study out of Illinois today suggesting a link between aggression and red meat. Here's Al Smith with the story.
Eating rare meat could be linked to aggressive behavior. A parasitic bug is contracted primarily from handling or eating undercooked red meat. A new study from the University of Chicago found that people who have episodes of extreme anger are more likely to have this parasite. In most cases, the parasite is only effective for a few weeks. But new research found that even the dormant stage can be dangerous. There are also links between the parasite and suicide. Al Smith, Washington.
Following a sprinkler head malfunction that caused some flooding on the second and third floors at the Racine County Dennis Cornwolf Service Center in Racine, it's expected to be 4 to 8 weeks maybe before operations get back to normal at that Taylor Avenue location. During an update to the county board last night, County Executive Jonathan Delagrave noted that another problem developed Monday morning. A broken sewer pipe was found inside the complex.
Mostly that damage is in the same area, so we're thankful for that. But yet again, another accident out there that we are managing to get through.
Delagrave praising all county employees for the work they did to help minimize the damage, as well as the city fire department for getting the water out of the building so quickly.
Corporation Council is doing a great job in working through the claim process, and we're continuing to move forward. And we did not have any interruption in our services, and we're very proud of that.
Some Racine County services did have to be moved to the nearby Kranz Company building, that until the repairs are complete. Delagrave adding the damage will run into, in his words, hundreds of thousands of dollars. Tuesday's canvass of the vote in the Racine Unified election did not change the outcome of any of the races. Most of the candidates picked up a few extra votes. The changes were likely the result of absentee ballots, which arrived after Election Day but before the Friday deadline. In the closest contest of the election in District 8, Matt Hanser's lead over current board president Melvin Hargrove increased slightly to 15 votes. State Department of Natural Resources and the Richland County Sheriff's Office investigating a video on Facebook that some claim shows a deer being tortured. The clip has a young man riding a deer which had been shot, also showing the doe to be pregnant. A death in Illinois now linked to the same strain of bacteria that's caused that unprecedented outbreak here in Wisconsin, including one case in Racine County, also a single case in Michigan. And a proposed plea agreement with a school bus driver who drove off a rural Racine County road into a field with children on board gets rejected by a Racine County judge. 38-year-old Jason Stahlbaum of Waterford facing four counts of first-degree reckless endangerment of safety. Nobody hurt. Stahlbaum going to be back in court on May the 9th. A groundbreaking ceremony held in Kenosha for a $20 million expansion project at the county-run Brookside Care Center on Washington Road. The project itself and the fact that Brookside no longer requires a local subsidy represents a dramatic turnaround for that facility. County Executive Jim Cruiser praising the center's employees along with his predecessors in county government.
We stand here today because we're on the shoulders of people before me that had vision.
Administrator Fran Petrick, who left the top job with Racine County's Ridgewood Care Center several years ago, praised the emphasis that was made on Brookside to make it a better facility.
It didn't take long after starting work here at Brookside before I realized how Kenosha County really treasured and loved Brookside Care Center. It became very obvious to me immediately that the employees of Brookside were an elite group, and they were highly valued and respected for the important work they do. And it was equally obvious to me that this nursing home was considered an asset to Kenosha County, not a liability.
The Brookside expansion project includes a standalone assisted living facility and a wing for physical therapy. Racine County officials, meanwhile, still in the process of studying a committee recommendation to possibly sell Ridgewood. As the school year starts to wind down, students might want to know that businesses in the Dells need thousands of employees. As soon as summer hits, the outside water parks and the go-kart sites, they all open up, and all those departments need additional workers, according to Joe Eck. He's general manager at the Wilderness, who says now is when they start to hire. Year-round, they usually have about 900 employees. Going into summer, they're going to need several hundred more. The incentive this time around, housing, with a new student dormitory. And more than 4,300 residents of Wisconsin came out to participate in the 2016 Spring Fish and Wildlife hearings and the Conservation Congress county meetings that were held in every county this past Monday. A majority of the voters favoring ideas to, among other things, shorten the beaver and otter trapping seasons by 2 to 4 weeks and create a local public notice and input process for changing certain fish regulations on inland waters. Citizens also supported the Conservation Congress's advisory proposals, which related to removing waterfowl blinds on public lands and creation of a wildlife conservation stamp. The statewide hearing results and the questions all available on the Spring Rules hearing page at the DNR's website, dnr.wy.gov. The former Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Racine, a Taylor in Washington Avenues, is being turned into a banquet facility for wedding receptions and other such events. Another step in that process for the owners, a Class B liquor license, recommended for approval by the Public Safety and Licensing Committee. Co-owner Kathleen Meyer noting recent rezoning approval, and the goal is to open up event space for what she and her husband are calling culinary infusion.
Our anticipation would be to use the church as the main event space. The mansion, which is there, is a small event space, and they have servants' quarters that were added onto that mansion. We would not be doing liquor sales in there. We would like to do just overnight stays for our clients that are having an event at the venue.
A woman who is living in the 1500 block of Taylor Avenue, though, voicing some hesitancy due to so much alcohol, she says, now available in that neighborhood.
And the reason why we are concerned is because we spend a lot of time making sure that the area is clean of people that hang out, of trash. We go out and actually pick up ourselves. So we're not here to give you a hard time. We just don't want anyone else in our, where we live at our homes.
Yeah.
Making a mess.
About 20 parking spaces will be added to that site under the conditional use permit. It should be up and running by late fall. More than 24 advocacy groups calling on the state to seek a waiver from a federal job training and work requirement to receive food share benefits. Hunger Task Force Executive Director Sherry Tussler says the concern, the 20 counties and 10 cities in the state that show labor surpluses.
While we want people to get jobs and while we support full employment, there are places where people can't get jobs or where they can only get part-time work or work that pays the minimum wage.
The governor's office says childless adults who can work should be enrolled in job training and seeking employment in order to receive benefits. And a student at Kenosha's Harborside Academy who went to Africa for a senior project will be presenting his experiences to Harborside students who are currently studying that country. Cordell Sulamoyo went to Malawi, Africa, to work at an orphanage. He was accompanied by his father, who is from there. He'll also be presenting experiences during his senior passage presentation in May. All Harborside students have to complete a senior project. Racine's Public Works and Services Committee is recommending Lalonde Construction's $1.5 million bid to reconstruct Kinsey Avenue between Ohio Street and Green Bay Road, even though it was not the lowest responsible bidder. City Engineer John Rooney said last year's problems on two late starting projects with cornerstone pavers led to going with Lalonde, which has done a lot of work for the city over the years.
You, as a common council, you do reserve the unqualified right in its sole and absolute discretion to reject any or all bids, to waive any irregularities, or to accept any bid which best serves the interests of the city. And that's what we're asking you to do. It's a $30,000 difference between the two contracts, between the low bidder and Lalonde Contractors.
Rooney adding that it's not common practice to recommend another company and go with the next lowest bidder may send a message to that one company in trouble.
We were considering finding them in breach of contract and not even doing Taylor Avenue last year. We were afraid that by the time they started that in late September, if we had an early winter, we might have been stuck with a road halfway under construction and no good way out of it. So we considered finding them breach. Breach of contract is a death knell for a contractor.
The city's problems last year with Cornerstone were on the Taylor Avenue and Marquette Street projects. They involve subcontractors, Rooney pointing out that is the responsibility of the general contractor. Wisconsin lottery officials warning about a scam making the rounds that comes with an email and claims that the recipient, meaning you, has won a large sum of money and all you have to do is send in a processing fee or divulge personal information like credit card or social security numbers. The Wisconsin Lottery says they do not require fees to claim a prize, and they do not contact winners. You have to show up at the lottery office to claim a major prize. Lottery officials repeating that old adage, if it seems too good to be true, it probably is. And ESPN Game Day is going to be all over the place when LSU plays Wisconsin September 3rd for the college football season opener at Lambeau Field in Green Bay. Badgers Athletic Director Barry Alvarez says the network will be featuring the game that Saturday, the first college game at the Packer Stadium since the mid-1980s. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.